Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Heather Pilcher. She's the co-author of a new book called University of Louisiana Monroe, a campus history series. Welcome, Heather. Thanks for being here today.
Welcome.
Let's talk a little bit about this book. I'm guessing it's about ULM. That's the title.
It is. It's a pictorial history book of the college starting from 1931 to present, and each chapter covers a different period in our school's history, like chapter one is Wachita Parish Junior College years. Chapter two are the LSU years when LSU ran the school financially. Chapter three, NLSC, Northeast Louisiana State College, four, NLU, and five, ULM.
Now, you're the co-author of this book. Who is your partner in crime?
Her name is Cindy Robertson. She is a former librarian.
And you are also the special collections librarian here at ULM?
That's correct.
Talk to me about that. What kind of stuff do y'all have there? Because I know probably not a lot of people walk off the streets and veer into the special collections. Is that what some of the things we'll see in the book are?
Yes, most of what we got was from our department archives. We have stuff from school history. We have an old letter jacket. It's not in too good a shape, but we have thousands of photos, and we're working on digitizing those so we can share them with people, and that's why we did the book, so we could promote the history of our school. And in our special collection stuff, we have donations from, like, one collection we have is the Gunby collection. It's a local Monroe family. We have letters and World War One dog tags and other collections, Griffin photo collection. So we have a lot up there.
I'm so old, I remember Gunby Dining Hall. It's the University of Louisiana Monroe, the Campus History Series book, a pictorial book. And folks have probably seen these around because different companies have made pictorial histories of Monroe, and pretty much every city in the world you'll find these things. Doing these for universities, is that kind of something that's happening at other schools?
There are five other schools that have a book with this publisher. LSU and McNeese State are one of them. And they're mostly down south, so I think we're the only Northeast Louisiana school that has one with this series.
The publisher of this book is called Arcadia Publishing. And if somebody out there wanted to find this book, this is something that's available in bookstores now.
Yes, it should be. I've been in Shreveport and found another book that I did with the same publisher, and also they can get one for me, an autographed copy, or if they buy one, they can bring it to me and I'll autograph it.
Let's talk about that. It's available at the ULM bookstore, available online, places like Amazon, stuff like that?
Yes, all major outlets.
So it's called the University of Louisiana Monroe, so it'll be easy to find for folks to remember. You've got an event. You're going to be out and about on Saturday. And you're kind of getting out early for the Mardi Gras parade. What are you going to be doing?
We're going to have a booth selling the book at the Trenton Street right before the pet parade, and we'll be there all day until it rains us out.
And that'll be tomorrow. You'll be there 8:30 on across the street from Southern Style Antiques. You'll be with another ULM author tomorrow, too.
Yes, Ricky Pittman. He will be selling his – he's got a children's book, Cajun ABC. And he'll be next to my booth.
Now your book costs $21.99. And I asked you if you were going to get rich on that before we started today. And you told me, no, you're not getting rich on this.
The money that we make from this book will go back into the library, stuff that we need, like microfilm readers, scanners, maybe book carts. So
the money plowing back into good works here at ULM. So,
that's correct.
So very cool. That's kind of a neat thing. How long did it take you to put this book together? When did you start?
Well, we started about 2012. We went through the archives, photos in the archives, and we scanned the photos that we wanted for the book. We had to make cuts, and we had to do the research to find stuff to write about. And we used the old powwows and chocahulas for some of that information.
The book is full of stories and pictures. What's one of your favorite stories in the book?
Well, one of the things... we have this ID card that was from 1964-65 school year, and someone brought it to the library. It had slipped between the bed and the wall when they were built in. I think it was Master Hall. And I contacted the student, and he didn't even know he'd lost his card. So that was pretty cool.
So you found his card.
Yeah, like... and there's a little tomahawk chop cutout where the spring semester is. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat. Found an old ID in the dorms. What's your favorite picture in the book?
My favorite picture are the then and now pictures. We have three of those. And out of those, my favorite is the set of, I took a current view where Northeast Commons and Starbucks is, and I compared it with the old photo. And when I was looking at them, I noticed that there was a Chevy in the intersection in both of the photos. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Big book. You had a lot to put into it.
Yeah, I think there's about 196 pages, and we looked at thousands of photos. We had to make cuts, so the hardest part was cutting out photos.
Well, that is kind of interesting. If you had to pick one thing that kind of shocked you that you saw, or one thing that was really cool that you saw when you were putting all this together, what was one thing you didn't know?
There was all the different signs that we had. There was a couple of electric signs that they posted about, because Highway 80 used to be the interstate, and they posted these electric signs about a mile each way from the university so people could, for advertising for the school. And there's a picture of that in there. And I found that information right before we got the book published. So, I didn't know a lot about the sign, and I found that stuff at the last minute, and I thought that was pretty neat.
That's pretty neat. We'll have to find out more, and I can't wait to dig through and look at all the old pictures. That sounds kind of cool. Heather Pilcher has joined us today for Lanyap, the book entitled University of Louisiana Monroe, the Campus History Series. And Heather, once again, if somebody wanted to get a copy of the book, where can they do it?
They can come see me in special collections at the library, or they can purchase one online at ArcadiaPublishing.com. Amazon has them. And most major outlets, bookstores, Books a Million, Campus Bookstore, B. Dalton Books.
And the money's going back into the ULM library. That's Heather Pilcher. You've been listening to Lanyap. For more information, you can visit KEDM.org.